Well, life on a farm, I kind of laid back. Ain't much an old country boy to me can't hack. Early to rise, early in the sack. I thank God I'm a country boy. Well, a simple kind of life never did me no harm. Raising me a family and working on a farm. Days are all filled with the needs of country charm. Thank God I'm a country boy.
About 85 million. We're usually around $100 million that our crops gross here in Santa Rosa County. So here's the next statistic, and the next thing that we've got to all be worried about as a whole. The statistic says by the year 2050, farmers have to be able to produce 70% more food and fiber to feed and clothe the world.
Yeah, no, technology is always improving crop yield. It is always, for 100 years, I've been doing unbelievable work to improve crop yield so that fewer people on less land are able to produce more food and more textiles to feed and clothe the world than ever before. But if you got to just about not quite double it in the next, 29 years, that's a lot. Especially, and this is Ryan Jenkins, he owns Jenkins Farms in Santa Rosa County. The struggles and challenges facing our agricultural sector are not small, okay? And part of it has to do with how agriculture gets managed by the feds. Part of it has to do with the demands being put on it by, growth in the world, of course. Part of it has to do with costs. Farming is not a real high profit endeavor for most people. It's a way of life. It's something they do because they believe in it. Well, the problem is when you believe in it and then you don't have the next generation that also believes in it, that is a challenge. And, I shared you this clip earlier in the show, but I thought it was so poignant, him talking about the number of people that are growing up and want to be farmers out of the farm families that he knows right now is not very many.
Like when I talked a while ago about the people that mattered, the people that had the land, maybe they farmed it, then they die and their sons and daughters take it over. Well, the first thing they do is set, there's hardly anybody that wants to continue. I probably know every farmer in Santa Rosa County. If I don't, I know 95% of them. More than that, probably. And I could probably name on these two hands, for sure, the ones that they have sons or daughters that will take over. It's not like it used to be where you were born into it and you just kept going.
Somebody has to actually grow the crops. There has to actually be people who do this work, right? And what's the challenge? Well, again, the profit margin is slim. The available land is diminishing. The number of people who want to do it for all kinds of reasons, that's diminishing. And as I mentioned, we are encroaching on agricultural land in both counties with development.
If everything stayed as it was now, it's going to be hard enough to produce that 70% more. But we're going to have to do it with what? Less what?
Land.
Less land. What's happening right here in Santa Rosa County right now?
Developers.
So every time you see a farm field turned into a house, when they start planting houses on farm fields instead of planting crops, that needing 70% in 29 years, that's hurting that, right? That's a serious problem. It's a serious issue that we're all facing. And to be honest with you, I don't know how we're going to be able to do it.
Look, if you take farmland out of production and turn it into houses. I mean, people need places to live, but he's right. And remember, they don't own their land, okay? Only usually about 25% of the land that farmers actually farm do they own. The rest of it is rented from somebody else who owns the land and has been renting it maybe for generations. But, those people, just like the farmers, they get old, they die, and then what happens to their farmland?
So of those, let's just say 45,000 acres that we basically use every year. If you take 25% of that, that's what we have control of. I can control what's going to happen right here. But all these other fields that I farm, I can't control. So as people are getting older, the people that care, they die. Then their sons and daughters take the land. It means nothing to them. That's a big old beach house payment. You know what I mean? Or whatever. And they sell the land to the first person that comes along. And now that place is turned into homes. and that's one more field taken out of production. So that's a big problem.
And I asked the question, I said, is there anything we're doing to put land back into agricultural production, since obviously we know that land is moving out of agricultural production and into homes and development, which, look, homes and development is good, but long term, what is this doing, right? And if you've got key crops, not just for our economy, cotton, peanuts, and then some of the other things that rotate in, but those are the main ones, and mostly peanuts. Well, peanuts is a crucial food crop, right? I mean, we got the Manafield the Mayflower coming up, right? Manafield the Mayflower, bring peanut butter. Peanut butter is like the number one best period food source you can have for the... Well, somebody's got to make the peanuts. Where do you grow the peanuts? Santa Rosa County. For how long? We don't know, because we keep encroaching on the agricultural land. Escambia County. How long? We don't know, because we keep encroaching on the agricultural land. Why? Because it's more profitable to sell it to a developer than it is to rent it out to a farmer. I mean, these are challenges, right? How do we preserve growth without losing the agricultural land too much? Now, by the way, one of the things that was kind of interesting, what Ryan was talking about, Ryan Jenkins, is the science, the technology that is available to farmers these days is, I mean, it's ridiculous. It is really, and which it has to be in order to get just the kind of production that they get. And of course, if we got to increase it by 70% in the next 29 years, but like GPS that you use, you know, in your car is good for, you know, what, a few feet, a few yards, something like that. The one that they use in their tractor is down to an inch. So they program the tractor and he sits there and it drives. You know, it's amazing what this stuff can do. They use satellites to tell how healthy the crops are, like where they are in their growth phase and what needs to be done maybe to manage them based on the chlorophyll content that they can tell from outer space. And that'll tell them where the crop is. And it's, you know, $1 million cotton pickers that, of course, are great at what they do, but they only work for 6 weeks out of the year and everybody has to have them at the same time. So that's a problem. But it's some of the stuff that they have is phenomenal. Even one of the things that I thought was interesting, he spent some time talking about GMO crops. I'll get to that in a second. Just to kind of finish up the topic of kind of understanding where farming is these days, again, in Santa Rosa County particularly. But look, when they use, like, you know, you talk about GMO crops, okay, and they're everywhere. But in a way, that's been very, very good for farmers. You hear about the bad stuff that people kind of get their understanding of, but it's actually been a very productive thing for farmers.
But I know people worry about, they hear GMO, and they worry about this kind of stuff. But you have to realize, here's an example. I used to be a crop duster pilot. Before genetically modified cotton came out, when it came out, all of our spraying, where we used to spray every week, all during the summer, you'd spray it, and then you'd come back. You might not make it a week before you'd have to go spray it again. Now, I'm trying to think. I think I used a very light, easy poison one time this whole summer on my whole cotton crop. So now we put hardly any poisons out. Mostly what we put out is growth regulators to keep the cotton from growing so tall that we can't pick it.
Yeah, they grow it real fast, and then they put a kind of a growth regulator on there so that it stays at a low enough height that the cotton picker can grab it. But they're just not putting the pesticides out, which of course means it's not running off into the waters, which means the waters are clearer, are cleaner, and the land is cleaner, which is a good thing. You know, people hear about the GMO crops and think, oh, well, I mean, no, there's a benefit to it, a tremendous benefit to it. And it is funny. He took a minute and he talked about this. I wanted to share with you. It is funny how much people have a misunderstanding about farming. And even I am sure I did, you know, many things before we had the Leadership Santa Rosa class. But the stuff that people don't understand about how farms work, what the technology level is, how they figure out what kinds of, you know, pretreatment to put on the soil to get it to the right pH in various sectors, not just the whole field like it used to be, but even down to the, you know, the couple hundred feet range to figure out what's the right way to make that whole field the most productive. It's crazy some of the stuff that they can do.
Do y'all still pick cotton by hand? Just the other day I got asked that. So they have no idea the amount of technology. I'm like, listen, man, do I pick cotton by hand? I said a satellite from outer space drives my stuff. I can't pick my nose by hand. So, you know what I mean? It's like... But those people live in the same county that we live in, so...
Right, and it's good to understand their concerns. So, you know, when you've got farmers at the county commission meeting and they're talking about protecting land and, you know... This is a national security issue. We export a lot of food. This is a domestic security issue. And pay attention to them. And maybe, I mean, just maybe, You know, thank a cop, thank a nurse, thank a farmer. Because what did you eat today? I bet you didn't grow it.